Washington State's largest teachers union has passed a motion to support parents and students who opt out of statewide standardized tests and encourage opting out of the new state tests coming next school year. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
Noam Gundel is a science teacher at Ballard High School in Seattle. He introduced the motion at the Washington Education Association Representative Assembly in Spokane on Friday.
This motion is about promoting positive learning in the classroom as opposed to a fixation on testing.
Gundel says although many teachers and parents agree with that sentiment, they often aren't aware that state and federal law does allow students to opt out of standardized tests. He predicts as teachers and families become aware of students' rights, the growing national opt-out movement will flourish.
When parents get organized, they have a lot more power in a lot of ways than teachers do because they're the ones that the schools, administrators, and testing companies tend to listen to.
We think that all students should take the tests. I mean, the feds mandate them for a reason.
Nathan Olson is the spokesman for the state education department.
To refuse to take the test, I think it only hurts the school and the district and ultimately the state.
That's because under federal law, students who refuse a test earn a zero, and the feds can penalize schools that underachieve on standardized tests. Many parents consider the tests a useful way to gauge their children's academic progress. For those who consider the tests a waste of time or too stressful for their kids, opting out is handled differently depending on the district. In Seattle, a district spokeswoman says students are either supervised in another room or they can stay home during the test. Olson says last year, students across Washington refused to take state tests more than 5,600 times. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.